the ability to work with multiple clients. And we have the liberty to do that kasi wala tayong contract dito sa specific client na to na, uy, ako lang dapat yung client mo, ah. Kasi with employment, ganun, diba? It's conflict of interest if magtatrabaho ka sa ibang company while working for the other one. In freelancing, we do not have that bond or walang binding agreement na ganun. Hey friends, it's Nian here and welcome to the MMF Secret Tapes Volume 1. If you've been wanting to do freelancing and you're looking for something practical and straightforward, something that can really help you achieve an income the multi-million freelancer way, then this is very much perfect for you. Now, to get the most out of this, make sure you have a pen and a paper ready, pull up your worksheets, and we'll jump right into it. Hey everyone, it's Nian and welcome to the second episode of the Multi-Million Freelance Secret Tapes Volume 1 for Aspiring Freelancers. If you're here and you haven't listened to the first episode yet, punta muna kayo doon guys, sasaka kayo balik dito, because definitely you will learn something there that will truly make sense over here. So ayan, quick lang din naman yon. So go to that first before you listen to this second episode. So guys, dito sa episode na to, pag-uusapan natin kung ano ba ang difference ng home-based job at freelancing. Because there are a lot of misconceptions about these two things being the same, and they're completely mistaken. So if you're one of those, then this podcast and this episode will make sense to you kasi explain ko sa inyo kung ano yung difference nila. So simulan natin kung ano nga ba ang isang home-based job. Definitely, pagka home-based job, nandyan yung liberty natin na sa bahay lang tayo, walang commute, kasama natin yung family natin habang nag-work tayo, or basta nasa isang place tayo, basta nasa bahay tayo, or pwede ka nga mag-work sa isang coffee shop, sa beach, anywhere. So ano difference yun sa freelancing? Kapag home-based job, most likely, your employer is somebody na nasa ibang bansa. Let's say, from the United States, from London, or sige, kahit dito sa Pilipinas. Pero, keep in mind that when you got a home-based job, it means na meron ka pa ding staple hours. Meron ka pa ding company na pinagtatrabahuhan. And most of the time, again guys, most of the time, iisa lang yung company na pagtatrabahuhan natin. For one, yun lang yung kaya ng schedule. Bakit? Kasi kapag home-based job, mostly dyan, ang nire-require sa atin, ilang number of hours. And most likely, kaparehas din siya ng local employment or kung ano mang employment na meron. It's mostly the same. And para din siya talagang employment because we work fixed hours, meron tayong fixed hours na nagtatrabaho, and most of the time, pagka international pa yung client, we have to adjust to their time zone. We are very much limited kapag home-based job. Yun nga lang, nasa bahay din tayo, parang freelancing. So now, let's go to the freelancing world. Ano ang meron ng freelance na wala ang home-based job? So, if you're into freelancing, you're in for such a treat, like mega treat talaga. Kasi you do not have to work for one client alone. Pwede tayo na hindi mag-adjust sa time zone ng kung sino mang client natin. Why? Because we are not in an employee-employer relationship. Just because we are in collaboration with them. We are engaged in business with them. And that creates a whole lot of difference pagka nandun tayo sa home-based job. Because we do not have a relationship with them. Basically, wala tayong employee-employer relationship. What we have is a contract that binds us for service, for business. And yun yung pagkakaiba. Hey there! Are you currently in the zone and enjoying what we're discussing so far? If so, then I am glad, but allow me to quickly invite you to head over at www.viewsworkshops.com. In the downloads page, you will discover a quick and super actionable 3-step roadmap in a form of a workbook. This exact roadmap enabled thousands of my students to get redirection in their freelance business goals and get actual income without the overwhelm. So, be ready to get your hands on the actual roadmap and get to your 100K or even million earning months, regardless if you're a newbie or an experienced freelancer. By taking action with that workbook, you are guaranteed to walk away with actionable strategies. And yes, this is absolutely free. Plus, this gives you access to a scheduled free 3-day webinar that I only give limited people access to. So I hope to see you there. Freelancing enables somebody to go from zero to hundreds of thousands monthly to millions without having to experience yung mga $2 per hour, $5 per hour, because in freelancing, we are in business and we really cater to the needs of other businesses. And again, hindi tayo employed. We go for collaborations. Dun tayo sisingit, dun tayo papasok kung saan yung mga areas ng negosyo nila na pwede tayong may maitulong. And it is mostly output-based. So, ibig sabihin, hindi natin kailangan mag-commit na, o sige boss, tatrabaho ako para sa'yo 6 to 8 hours, 10 hours a day, 5 times a week, ganyan. We do not have to commit to that just because we are output-based. Ibig sabihin, kung ano yung deliverables natin, yun yung gagawin natin. And it doesn't matter kung anong oras ako nagtatrabaho, it doesn't matter kung ilang oras ko tatrabahuhin ng isang project. Ang mahalaga, ma-deliver ko yun. So that's it about freelancing. It is the ability to work with multiple clients, and we have the liberty to do that kasi wala tayong contract dito sa specific client na to na, uy, ako lang dapat yung client mo ah. Kasi with employment, ganun, diba? It's conflict of interest if magtatrabaho ka sa ibang company while working for the other one. In freelancing, we do not have that bond or walang binding agreement na ganun, because you do it for a business. You have different clients, and we can serve them actually individually. Ikaw bahala kung ilan ang kaya mo i-handle, and if hindi na kaya, pwede ka mag-hire somebody to help you, ganyan. So, kaya most of the freelancers are transitioning to agency owners just because na-experience nila ito. And this is also the very main reason kaya pwede tayo mag-skip ng mga per hour na rates natin, because we do everything per project or per package, and we will dive deeper on this on the next episode. Doon, makikita nyo ano ba yung mga process, ano ba yung mga options namin as freelancers, paano kami kikita ng ganyan. Paano namin masiscale yung freelancing career namin into an actual business that gives us good revenue, good money. Paano ba nila nagagawa yan? Yung mga freelancers, nakakasimula pa lang, mamaya, 100,000s na. Multiple 100,000s. And the next millions. And this, guys, nangyayari siya araw-araw. I am witnessing it every day sa students ko pa lang. Many of them goes from zero, knowing nothing from in freelancing and design, as in zero, and are now millionaires themselves. So on the next episode, we will be talking about ano ba yung mga ways natin to earn in freelancing, and how do we do it well, and how do we maximize it. So that's it for this session. I hope madami kayong natutunan. We have a lot more to cover. Madami pa tayong i-discuss sa sunod na episode, and I will see you there. I hope you love this episode, and if you did, post your biggest takeaway, rave about it with your friends, and tag me at It's Neon on Instagram. I'd love to see you there, and all the best.